If you own a property and have a second mortgage on it, and if you want to keep this property and get rid of the second loan, attorney Shaw Parali can help. Call 510-742-5887. Due to the uncertain economy, many people have settled their debts for a fraction of its value. It's recommended to use an experienced lawyer to deal with it. Shaw Parali is an experienced debt settlement attorney and has handled hundreds of such cases successfully. There are no upfront fees for debt settlement. Only when you win, you pay. Call Shaw Parali, attorney at law, at 510-742-5887 or visit yourdebtsettlementattorney.com for a free assessment. This is just an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is established by this ad. The law does not guarantee success. Call 510-742-5887.
Are you an H-1B visa holder? Do you have an I-140 petition approved or have an extension under AC-21 provisions? Are you on H-4 visa? If yes, we've got amazing news for you. As of May 26, 2015, you or your spouse on H-4 visa might be eligible for a work permit, aka EAD. And to apply, you need a lawyer who knows about H-4 visa issues. Lawyer Shaw Parali has been at the forefront of this fight for H-4 rights and has actually helped make this dream a reality. Now, his firm is ready to help you or your spouse get their EADs. Call 510-742-5887 or visit www.splgpc.com to apply for your EAD. This is an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is created by this ad.
And now, from the San Francisco Bay Area studios, KLOK proudly presents to you the prominent attorney Shaw Parali for the Shaw Parali Law Show, coming at you with over 50,000 watts of power. The Shaw Parali Law Show, where all your views matter.
Hello, 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 everybody. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Khan. Namaskar to everybody. And hi, thank you to everybody. And I'm just, this is Attorney Shaw Parali for the Shaw Parali Law Show. And we are going to discuss, of course, about immigration today. And also today I have on the board with me, Franco. Thank you, Franco. Sorry, it's a little bit hectic today. So I kind of, I started the show kind of late, but So I'm going to talk a little bit about what's happening on the visa bulletin, but we're also going to be taking calls. The lines will be open in 2 minutes. The new number to the studio is 408-912-5565, 408-912-5565. And also, just to let you know, anything I'm telling you today is for educational purposes. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any questions. The number to our office, 510-742-5887. 510-742-5887. And anything that I'm telling you, like I said, is for educational purposes only. So we're going to talk a little bit about different things. One of the things that is important, a lot of people are calling me about, is what do we expect for the visa bulletin for next month? Well, next month we already know. I mean, for November 2016, we saw a jump. We saw a jump on F4 category. If you look at the schedule, on the F4, it moved by 2 years, which is very good for India, and I'm talking about India mostly here. And also, we saw a lot of jumps in the category of employment base, including for 2 years. What we call the EB2s, the employment base, and also EB1 became current. And also, if you look at EB3 for other countries, and EB2 has become current in terms of for other countries of chargeability, not India, unfortunately. But things are moving along, and because of that, we are hoping that we will see also an additional move in the next visa bulletin, which is going to be the November one. So these are my predictions. I hope we will see a movement at least for 1 year on the on the processing time, which is chart A, and chart B, I think, will stay the same. And also, if you put all this together, we are hoping that we will see some good movement for everybody. Having said that, these are just predictions and these are my opinions. You should not really kind of act on that. But people ask me all the time, what do you predict for November? And that's why I wanted to say that today. And ladies and gentlemen, we have also our YouTube channel where I put a lot of good information there. Please subscribe to it. It's YouTube/SharpRallyLaw. And I update it pretty much on a daily or weekly basis with new information. And please subscribe to it so that you get up-to-date information. And if you want to call us today, like I said, the number to the studio is 408-912-5565. If you have any questions on immigration, whether it's employment-based, family-based, asylum, you call and we will be glad to answer you. And also, I wanted to say thank you to our team. We got some really difficult H-1B cases approved. And also, we have gotten a bunch of cases where EC-21 was required. And these are, I wanted to say thank you to the team. And today, we're going to also cover other issues on immigration. First, as you know, we are in a time of what we call basically the time of politics. Politics is pretty much running the whole system, and we have actually seen now immigration is basically the main topic, and we are expecting some major changes if in case the Republican candidate basically wins the election. So today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to discuss about all the potentials. And also, like I said, you will be able. You can call live today. The show is live. It's September, if I'm not mistaken, September 22, 2016. Time is going so fast. And you will be able to call us and discuss live at 408-912-5565. 408-912-5565. So, ladies and gentlemen, let us discuss a little bit about issues that many people are worried about. What happens to their H-1Bs, especially we are seeing a bunch of layoffs, and what happens to their cases? Can they transfer without check stubs? That's a big question I get all the time. Technically, USCIS will ask for a check stub when you transfer, especially, for example, let's say you're working for Company A, you want to move to Company B. They will ask the check stub until the end by the time of the filing and receipt of the H-1B petition. For example, let's say you get terminated on a job on August 31st. They will probably request that you prove that you've been working up till the August 31st when you do the H-1B transfer. Otherwise, you might have to do a consular processing. Let me take one call and then we'll continue on that. This is Shabra. You're live on air.
Hi. My name is Jyoti. My husband applied for a labor, and his company filed for his labor almost a year ago, just 1 week less than 1 year. So is this normal? What can we do now?
I'm sorry, I didn't get your question. You mean they filed 1 year later?
No, they filed for a labor 1 year ago, but till now we did not get any response on it, either query or anything. We did not get anything on it till now.
Okay, they might be able to check on it. There might be an audit or something coming. But usually it takes like 8 months to get an answer on a labor. So you need to have the company lawyer check with the Department of Labor if there is any answer, because sometimes it takes longer. But usually when it takes longer, they have an audit. Check if they have sent maybe an audit and you don't know about it.
The status is still processing, but they did. We just checked with them yesterday. Also, status is just processing. We neither get any audit or query or anything. So,
that's kind of rare. But what you can do, have them email the Department of Labor and find out what's going on the case. They will probably answer you. They take some time, but they will answer you. Okay, have them email the Department of Labor. Sometimes that's the only way you can reach to them. Through email. Okay?
Okay. So, okay. Yeah, thanks.
Good luck to you. So this is a very good question because technically it takes around 8 months to clear a labor certification, so taking 1 year is a little bit too long. So you need to kind of do an inquiry. But right now, because another thing that we are seeing is that there is a lot of labor certification that is being filed, so they might be overwhelmed at the Department of Labor. So that might be the case, but most of the cases cleared in 8 months or 5 months to 8 months. So be ready for that. So I was talking about H-1B transfer. And again, if you have any questions, it doesn't have to be related to employment-based. You can be talking about family petitions, marriage petitions, asylum, you name it, and immigration. Feel free to call our studio number today, 408-912-5565, 408-912-5565. And this is Attorney Shapirai Live, and this is September 22nd, 2016. And we are talking, of course, about all the issues related to immigration, especially right now the topic I'm talking about is when you get laid off on the H-1B, how to transfer it. First of all, I was mentioning if you get you have a termination, basically, for a certain date and you want to transfer, you have to file the transfer before that termination is effective. And the problem that we have is that most of the time they want check stub. What happens if you don't have a check stub? And this is where it gets tricky. But again, let me take another caller, then I'll tell you what can be done. This is Shapirai. You're live in here.
Hi, this is Anjali. And I have a question, and it has two parts. A new H-1 has been filed. And my employer says that it is picked up in the lottery, but so far there is no approval. So first question is how long the approvals would take? Any guesses? And how will I know for sure that whatever petition number he has given me, it belongs to me? Because when I check the status, I don't see any name or anything.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you won't know. You would just have to trust them. There's no way out of this. If he told you it's yours, it's probably yours. Otherwise, he would tell you it wouldn't have been picked up. As for the approval, depending on the company, it can go sometimes 1 year later, too, from the date of October. I saw a case where it took almost 2 years to get approved. So one of the ways to do that is to go ahead and ask your employer to file a premium for you. Was there any RFE on the case or something?
No information about it just says that it was transferred to another center, and that's it.
Okay. Yeah, the problem we're seeing is that the same problem for everybody is delays because they don't have enough people to work. So the first step is if you want things to go faster, file for a premium. You can still file for premium or wait another couple of weeks. If you don't hear anything, then you file for premium. But unfortunately, I've seen cases where if they have investigation or they are overwhelmed, etc., they have RFEs, they can go up to another 1 year extra from the date of October. So be ready for that. But
so if I get an offer from some other company, so will this still work?
No. You cannot transfer right now. You don't have an approval.
Okay.
So until you get an approval, you won't be able to transfer. And even if you get an approval, I don't recommend transferring right away. It's not a good idea. Because what they will think is that you just used one company to move to another one, okay? And as for a copy, there's no way to know unless you talk to the owner, okay? Let me take another caller. Good luck to you. This is Shapirai. You're live in here.
Yeah, hi. Thanks, Sean, for patiently answering all the important questions. My wife is on H-4 EAD because I have a 140 approval. And she has EAD until 2018. And now at this point, I'm changing my employer. The new employer might not get 140 until 2018. So my question is, when we go for H-4 EAD renewal, so what happens? Can she get renewal?
She can get renewal as long as two things. One, if you have a previous I-140, the I-140 is still good. You can get the renewal. Of course, the law has to still be there. And number two, if you have already passed 6 years and you got an extension, she can get on that too. So it's either or. But you don't have to have an I-140 with that specific company for her to get her H-4 EAD. So you can use the same previous I-140 to get the H-4 EAD. Okay?
All right. Or if I have stayed more than 6 years, then also I can apply for it.
Yeah, if you have an extension more than 6 years, yes, you can use that too. That's a section of EC-21, I think 104B, if I'm not mistaken.
Sorry.
No, 106B, I'm sorry. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Good luck to you, and thank you for your call. Let me take another caller. This is Shapra. You're live on air.
Then also I can apply for it. Yeah, if you have an extension.
Hello?
Sure, yeah.
Yes, you're live on air. Go ahead.
Hi, Shah. I have a question.
Hi. Yes, sir.
My parents were here 3 weeks before on a business visa, like a visiting visa. Mm-hmm. And on their I-94, they were authorized for 6 months stay. But after 1 week, they had to go back to India to attend a funeral. And they are coming back on next week. So I was just wondering, is there any issues because they came on a B-1 visa and they just stayed for 1 week? And they had to go back for a family emergency, and now they are coming back. Is there going to be any issue in the port of entry? If so, what kind of documents we should carry?
Yes and no. When did they leave?
They stayed here for 1 week, and they left last Thursday.
And when are they coming back?
On 29th, next Friday.
Yeah, I don't think it would be a problem. Just bring a letter with you or something to prove that you had to go for an emergency, but you had to, and now you're resuming your stay. So it depends on the officer at the airport. But since they stayed only 1 week, it seems it's obvious nobody comes just 1 week and leave. So I'm pretty sure the chances of them giving them a hard time is very low. But if you get an officer who's mean, he might just say, hey, you know what? He or she might say, okay, why are you coming back now? But it's very rare for parents. So are you a U.S. citizen?
No, I'm on H-1B.
Okay, then, I don't think it would be a problem. So just go ahead, okay?
All right. So we can carry some photographs of the funeral or certificate.
Yeah, a letter from any family member or a doctor proving that there was a death in the family. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, good luck to you.
Thanks for the wonderful show.
No problem. Thank you for your kind words. Let me take another caller. This is Sharp Rally. You're live on air. Hello. I think I lost the caller, Franco. Let me take another one. This is Sharp Rally. You're live on air. Okay. Sorry for that, ladies and gentlemen. I know it's whenever we do that on the phone, there's always drops, etc. I think we have another caller. He called back. This is Sharp Rally. You're live on air.
Hi, Shapra Ali.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I have a quick question. A cousin of mine who has a H-1B, who's been here for the last 6 years, he intends to get married. And so is there any, how does he go about in the sense that, how does he gets married in India and he wants to bring his wife over? So what is the scene behind this?
Well, it's not very difficult. He just go there, get married, as long as the marriage is genuine, and then he takes the wife to the U.S. Embassy, or she goes on her own, prove her that she just got married, show her marriage certificate, pictures and everything. She applies for the H-4 visa, and the wife will come.
Oh, so she gets the H-4 visa.
And she gets the H-4 visa, yes.
Yeah, in that case, can she work here or no?
Not really, depending. If your friend has an I-140 approved, then yes, she can file for a work permit for her. Okay. Otherwise, no, she has to wait for him to get an I-140 approved. Okay?
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Good luck to you. If you need help, just give us a call, 510-742-5887. So I don't know if you have more callers, Franco. This is Sharp Rai. You're live on air.
A work permit for her. Otherwise, she has to wait for him to get an I-140.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Mr. Shabra, you're live on air.
Yeah, I have a question for Mr. Shah.
Yeah, this is Shah. Go ahead.
So I have a question. So I had one H-1B from years 2010 to 2013, and then I never extended it. And after 2013, I started my master's program. So I completed my master's and I got my F-1 OPT EAD card. So now I have an employer who is willing to do my H-1. So So since I just used my original H-1 for 3 years, so when I apply for H-1, would it be a H-1 transfer or would it be a new H-1 altogether?
It won't be a transfer. It will probably be an H-1 CAP exam. How did you get your... You took a student visa, right? So you did it and change of status, or you went to India and got back?
Change of status, and then I also went to India, so got it changed.
Okay. So what your employer has to do, he has to do what we call a new employment, CAP exam, moving status from OPT to H-1. It's very easy. Because you're still CAP exam. So he doesn't have to wait for April. He can just, it's not really a transfer. It's what we call a new employment CAP exam. And then you move from OPT to H-1. And it's done within 3 weeks if you do premium. Okay.
Oh, nice. Okay. And it can be done like any time of the year. I can do it next month as well, right?
Yeah, you can do it next month. But make sure that within 6 years after you get the H-1B, after you stop using it, you do that. Because after that, unless you have an I-140, they might not accept it. So it is very important that you do it within 6 years. So since you got it in October 2010 and we're in 2016, I would recommend to file it as soon as possible.
Okay.
Okay. Because if you don't take it, they might claim that there's a law where they kind of say if you didn't 6 years, you didn't take advantage of it, you lost it. But in your case, I doubt they will do that. But just to be on the safe side, make sure that you do it within the 6 years from 2010. Okay?
Okay. Okay. I get it.
Okay. Thank good you. Luck to you. You're welcome. Let me take another call, Franco. This is Shapra. You're live in here.
Hi. Yeah. My name is Hari. I have a question.
Yes, Hari. Go ahead.
So I changed my employer on May 1st. So they applied for H-1 transfer. As well as the extension in the normal. But my original I-94 is expired on August 12th. So the 180, still now the case was in the status of just received status only. So so the 180 days rule, will it be applied on the original I-94 day or the petition?
I can't hear you properly, but from what I understood, basically your I-94 is expiring, but you filed for a transfer with another company in May, still pending, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, so as long as it's pending, you're pretty much okay because you have 240 days pending to continue your work. But when they do the transfer, they usually in the transfer there will be an extension attached to it. So the I-94 will go further than that, and depending on your time or if you have an I-140, once you pass 6 years, they will grant you more than what is on the exact paper. That's the question you're asking?
My current I-94 is expired, right? The August 12th. So how many days will not be a problem to stay and work?
240 days if it's pending. Once you pass 240 days, you are not allowed to get, you are not allowed to continue working. But as long as you're pending, you're safe. It's called a period of stay. So you can stay here, authorized by the Attorney General. That's how they call it, period of stay authorized by the Attorney General. So you are safe in that regard. But make sure if you're reaching around 180 days or so, if you're not getting an answer, I recommend to file premium because you don't want it to wait the last minute. At least you know what's happening, okay?
Oh, right? Okay. Yeah.
Good luck to you. And how many years are you on H-1B, by the way?
So far, 2.5 years.
Okay, so you will probably get full 3 years.
Okay.
Good luck to you. Let me take another caller. This is Shapra. You're live on air. Okay, so no other callers right now. Franco is telling me, so I'm so sorry. I think I'm dropping some callers, and I apologize for that. Unfortunately, when you do those stuff in technology and everything, as much as they're reliable, we still have issues with the phone, so I apologize for that. So I was talking about something very interesting, which a lot of people are suffering from, unfortunately, is when you move jobs, especially when you got laid off, how much time you have to file for your H-1B. Well, technically, if you want to do a transfer, you better do it before they withdraw the H-1B with the USCIS, and you have to show check stub until that date. But even if now, let's say, for example, you got terminated on August 31st, and you're not finding a job, and you find a job end of September, you can still move that H-1B, but you would not be able to do a transfer then. You will have to do what we call a new employment counselor processing. That means you have to leave the country to get the I-94. The bad news is that if you don't have a stamp on your passport, you will have to go and get a stamp. But the good news is that if you have a stamp on your passport, even if it is for the previous company, you can use that. So it's important to know. And if you make a mistake, you will have issues, because some people think they have a transfer and they continue working, and later they find out that technically they were not supposed to. So be very, very careful on that, ladies and gentlemen. It's very, very interesting how this whole thing plays. So if you need help on those, give us a call at the office, 510-742-5887. And if you have you need any help on immigration, either it's H4EAD, H4 student visa, O visa, a national interest waivers, EB1, EB1A, B, C, we're very good at it. Give us a call, 510-742-5887. And the website to check is attorneyonair.com, attorneyonair.com. And for those who want to call quickly for a quick educational answer, please give us a call today on the radio. We are live. It's September 22nd. I'm saying the date because oftentimes you will hear those shows recorded. So today is September 22nd, Thursday, and I'm live on air. This is Attorney Sharp Rally for the Sharp Rally Law Show, and I have with me Franco. And as I mentioned earlier, everything I'm telling you today is for educational purposes only. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any questions. I say hi, thank you to all of you. And also to let you know, as from next Monday will be our last show on Mondays. And our shows will continue on Thursdays, by the way. But Thursdays and Friday night, which is early morning on Saturday. But unfortunately, because of my commitments, I won't be able to do Mondays for a while. So keep listening to us, though. We will be on Thursdays from this time, 10 to 11. And I thank you all for all your loyal supporters, I should call it, because people have been listening to me for the past 6 years, and we're still there, like, by the way. We're not going anywhere, but the Monday show, unfortunately, I will not, because of my commitments, I will not be able to continue that. Hopefully, we will add another show another day, but we are looking into that. But right now, Thursday shows and Friday night shows continue. So please keep listening. And I wanted to take the chance to thank all those people who have helped me always on KLOK, including Franco and all those who have been there, not only on the board, but also Brad, who has always been supportive to our group. And I wanted to say special thanks to him. And also, we are going to talk now about another aspect of not only immigration, but another area of law. And we're going to take a break before that. So, Franco, I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be back after those messages. And we'll be talking about debt settlement after that. But we'll still be taking callers. The number to the studio, 408-912-5565. And thank you very much for listening. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Hearables, Inc. is an e-solutions company that provides custom web design, web application development, and internet marketing services to individuals and businesses. They can build powerful e-commerce sites, mobile apps, develop content, and market you on social media. They can help manage your brand's reputation and provide rock-solid customer support. Call today at 1-800-651-6091 or email us at info@beerbowls.com for a free consultation today. Again, the number is 1-800-651-6091.
The Shaw Piralee Law Group and Immi Law Help, Inc. are proud to announce the release of the Immigration Law Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, and other renowned podcast channels. Immigration Law Podcast was designed to provide the audience with information on various U.S. immigration issues. The podcasts are unique because they are presented by the prominent attorney, Shah Piralee, covering topics such as B-1, B-2 visas, visitor and business visas, H-1B visas, L-1 visas, O visas, EB-1 visas, student visas, perm labor certifications, national interest waivers, NIW, green cards, and citizenship. Although educational in nature, the podcasts provide a rare insight on immigration news and politics from an experienced lawyer's perspective. Immigration Law Podcasts, a unique perspective on immigration law. Download them from iTunes or Google Play. For more information, visit attorneyonair.com or call 510-742-5887. This is just an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is created by this ad.
If you own a property and have a second mortgage on it, and if you want to keep this property and get rid of the second loan, attorney Shah Piralee can help. Call 510-742-5887. Due to the uncertain economy, many people have settled their debts for a fraction of its value. It's recommended to use an experienced lawyer to deal with it. Shah Piralee is an experienced debt settlement attorney and has handled hundreds of such cases successfully. There are no upfront fees for debt settlement. Only when you win, you pay. Call Shah Piralee, attorney at law, at 510-742-5887 or visit yourdebtsettlementattorney.com for a free assessment. This is just an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is established by this ad. The law does not guarantee success. Call 510-742-5887.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back and we have Franco on the board. He's telling me we have one caller. Let me take the caller. This is Shapra. You're live on here.
Hi, this is Krishna. Just have one quick question. The thing is, like, I'm on H-1B visa and I changed my client. So obviously I applied my H-1 amendment sometime in February and my status is still in pending. So now I got a full-time opportunity, so I need to transfer my visa. So will that be an issue because my amendment is in pending and you know, my if I just do a visa transfer, H-1B transfer, will that be an issue or something like that?
Yeah, it will be an issue because until the amendment clears, they might not grant you a transfer unless you do what we call a consular processing. So make sure that maybe talk to the employer with that. Of course, maybe you don't want to tell them, but ask them if they can do a premium on the amendment or something, because without the amendment cleared, they won't clear your transfer. I've seen this in many cases. And even they do clear it, it will come back and they will ask you a lot of questions. So make sure, because once you leave the company might not answer the RFE, and if there's an RFE on the amendment, and that will create issues for you. So make sure that you clear the amendment before you can file the transfer, but make sure also the amendment is cleared, okay?
Oh, okay, okay. All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
Good luck to you. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have, this is a very interesting question because a lot of people get stuck on amendment and they, when they're transferring, they are seeing issues coming up because the amendment was not cleared. So just to let you know, this is Attorney Shah Piralee for the Shah Piralee Law Show today. Our law firm represents clients pretty much all over the U.S., including clients on different aspects of immigration, including immigration, business immigration, family immigration, and even some other humanitarian grounds immigration. And if you need help, feel free to call us at the office, 510-742-5887. And just to let you know, we are going to talk a little bit now about another thing that another service our law firm offers, which is basically debt settlement. Debt settlement is a process of basically getting rid of your debts without having to file bankruptcy. As you know, a lot of people don't want to file bankruptcy, but even if they want to file, they might not even qualify for it. And what happens, the debt settlement is a negotiation pre-bankruptcy kind of. It's also a pre-litigation negotiation. For example, you owe money to a credit card, let's say $20,000, and you cannot afford to pay it, and you're doing your minimum payments, but that will go forever. And at this point now, let's say, for example, you lose your jobs, especially I was talking about layoffs earlier, or you're seeing a lot of debts coming on your head. So we can negotiate those debts for you, and we can actually get rid of them, maybe for $5,000, $3,000, depending on your situation, your hardship. And we charge you only when we get a deal when it comes to debt settlement. So feel free to call us, 510-742-5887, and check our website for debt settlement, yourdebtsettlementattorney.com, yourdebtsettlementattorney.com. Let me take another caller, Franco. This is Shapira, you're live on here.
Yeah. Hi, this is Chirudip here, Shafarali. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm Dick. I just have one question, and really, I've been hearing to your conversation, very fruitful for all of us. I have an I-140 and EB-3 category, which was approved from my previous employer, and I'm with my different employer right now. Now, the question is, in principle, we understand that you know it is not yet revoked, because while I was moving to my new company, they used my I-140 under AC-21, and my H-1B got approved. Now, question is there a way we can really track the I-140 and just to understand whether it is revoked or not? Or, you know, because when I go to the USCIS webpage, it still tells me it is approved. But I'm curious to know if there's any way to track it.
Unfortunately, there's no way to track it, but the best track is the one that you just did. Usually, if it is revoked, they will put on the online that the I-140 was revoked. But sometimes they don't. But it seems like your company has not revoked it. Especially if it is a big company, they won't revoke it. Now, there's another way. You can do a FOIA, a Freedom of Information Act. The form is
FOIA, right.
Yes, you can try to pull the documents. Unfortunately, even they give you a copy of it, they might not give you if there was a letter of revocation. So that's actually one thing that has been proposed in a rule to allow candidates to know and track their I-140 because it's unfair on them. But so far, that law has not passed. And there was a judge, I think, on the Second Circuit, I think, who said, no, you should let the candidates know because it's their life pretty much. But unfortunately, they have not really made it rule. So, and they proposed it. Everybody was happy about it. It went into the executive kind of order, OMB.
Exactly.
But then after that, everything just got stuck. So, at this point in time, the only way is to go online, and the second way to know that is to do the FOIA, but nothing else, unfortunately. I wish there was more, but there's nothing. Okay?
Sure. Thank you, sir. Good luck to you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we are discussing about, of course, immigration. We'll still be taking one or two calls if you call, but the big thing is that now we shifted kind of gear to the situation in terms of the economy. First of all, we are seeing a lot of things happening. For one, a lot of things because of politics, lots of fights, lots of good and bad. We hope that the country will settle down soon because there's so much racism, so much hate, and it's really mind-boggling. It is really kind of, I personally kind of see things going really sour, unfortunately, for a lot of people, unless we hold back the horses and stop the rhetoric that we are hearing, especially a lot of hate coming from many people. But in the meantime, if we especially people who live in the Bay Area, we are very lucky that we live in an area which is very open-minded and which has a lot of immigrants, and also not only immigrants, but very liberal, nice people who understand different cultures and cultures understanding each other. Unfortunately, if you go in some areas, things are not doing very well. like you are seeing right now in North Carolina, where they're having in Charlotte, where they have the state of emergency riots, etc. And this is not something that I don't know America like that. Although I knew there was a lot of racism, but it didn't reach that level for a long time. I've been here for a while now. But unfortunately, this is happening a lot because of economic conditions. There is a big gap building between the rich and the poor. And at the same time, people who are in the middle, they're getting crushed on both sides. So hopefully there will be changes coming. But with the mess in the world, we have to expect the worst before it gets better. So in the meantime, what do you do? And what do we do for people? And we can help them get rid of their debts. And now it seems like the house market also in suburb areas, not really in the Bay Area, but outside, we are seeing starting to crumble. The South in America has already kind of gone down. And also now we are seeing houses also going down. That means if you have a second mortgage on the house, it might be holding into nothing. Because the way it works, for example, let's say you have a house of $500,000, you have two loans, $300,000 and $200,000, and the house now is worth only $400,000. That means $100,000 is hanging into nothing because second mortgages are pretty much not merged into first mortgages. So many banks, what they are doing, they're encouraging people to kind of merge the two loans in one, and that might not be a good idea, especially the way things are going right now. So if you need help basically to get rid of the debts, especially if your house is underwater, give us a call at 510-742-5887, 510-742-5887. I know Amit is on the line, so Amit, bear with me a little bit. In 2 minutes, we will go to Amit. So we are talking about debt settlement here. We can help you first with credit cards, second with second mortgages, and also we can help you in litigation. For example, you have a litigation going on against you, and because of that litigation, you lost and things like that, and you have a judgment against you. And if you have a judgment against you, the problem what you face with a judgment is they really have a lot of control over your money at this point. Once they get a judgment against you, they can do what we call levy your bank account. That means they send a letter to take your money from your bank account. Number two, if you have equity in your house, they can put a lien on it. Or even no equity, they will put a lien. And because they hope that it will down the road increase. And they can also garnish your paycheck. So they send a letter to your employer, say, hey, take the money out. So you want to avoid all this. By doing a debt settlement, we might be able to get rid and negotiate this for you. So feel free to call us, 510-742-5887. So today, ladies and gentlemen, we discussed about a lot of issues. One of the big issues I was discussing is layoff. And this is happening a lot. And how do you deal with your H-1B? And also we talk about getting the I-140. And we talk a lot about issues, but mainly politics. Politics is really playing a big game in immigration, or the other way around. Whichever way you look at it, it's pretty much like one person say it's immigration stupid. That means it's everything is pretty much revolving around that. You're seeing the candidates go up and down because of exactly this issue. Having said that, they also made a study and find out that immigrants who come to the United States not only contributes to the economy, they also create new jobs. So the concept that immigrants are taking jobs are not really true. So having said that, there are a lot of frictions between people who live here and immigrants. We need to find a way to come to terms, because otherwise this country is going to tear apart. So we wish all the good people good luck, and hopefully people who see things in a different angle from the angle of hate, they will move to the angle of love and liking other people instead of just fighting each other and trying to kill each other. We should be able to work together. The world has a lot of issues we need to solve. Killing each other don't create now new things, we destroy what we already have. So ladies and gentlemen, today these are kind of my thoughts. and I have Franco with me on the board today. Anything I'm telling you, I've told you, is for educational purposes only. You should not act or refrain to act solely on the information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any questions. Just to let you know, next Monday will be our last Monday show. That doesn't mean we're stopping the shows, but we'll still be back on Thursdays. So just keep listening to us. And Amit, are you there?
Hey, Shai, yes, I'm here.
Hi, Amit. So, Amit,
hi,
I'll let you continue. I'm doing well. I'll let you continue in Punjabi and Hindi for some debt settlement and also for real estate. So, thank you, Franco.
Yes.
Thank you, Amit. We'll be back on Monday. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Shai. And, Satsrikala, the namaste to all the listeners. Hope you guys are having a great morning. And I'm here to give you a little bit of a brief details on what's happening in the real estate. But first, let me give you my details real quick so that way if you have any questions, you can definitely give me a call and we can definitely help you out. The number is 510-299-9361. And my office is located in Fremont. And we do specialize in first-time home buyers and short sales, HUD properties, and investment properties such as apartment complex, any commercial properties that you want to go for, like subways, gas stations, liquor stores, anything that you want, we can definitely help you out. And plus our office, it does take care of the property management as well, and we also do the loans as well too. My number to contact me is 510-299-9361, and my website address is gambhiramit.com. Today, actually, I'm going to talk about a little bit tarade sade kol programs hagane in which you can qualify for the house, who can buy the house, because normally ki honda ke, I mean, jede vi sade kol loki andar ne, they are mostly citizen, of the US, and they are like looking to buy the house, but that's not true, because if you are actually, agar tusi H1 de vich vi hage ho, H4, H1, H1B, whatever visa type you have, as long as agar tusi tuhade kol actually proper documentation hai the apna US de vich, and you're filing your taxes for the last 2 years according to the US tax related stuff, then you can definitely qualify to buy the house. And on top of that, if you have the 2 year work history and plus the 2 year credit history hai gaya, that all makes sense. So you need to make sure ke agar tusi kede bhi visa de utte hai gaya, we sade ko lenders hai gane, they can definitely qualify you in order to get you the house. Agar tusi makan khareedan de bare vich sochde payo, we can definitely work on it and get it done, because the only thing is that nowadays there are a lot of IT consultant companies, they're working through the staffing agencies and all the stuff. So make sure that you are actually getting paid directly from the employer, not from the staffing agency, because if you are actually on a staffing agency, you might not get the loan based on that. So that's the one thing you need to keep an eye on, is you are like directly employed from the employer, or if you are actually in a contract with any agencies that you're planning to work with, you have a valid contract for the last 2 years, and if you are extending it, those are the things that they're going to be looking at to make sure that you do qualify to buy the house. So if you are in that situation and you're planning to buy the house, you can definitely call me. I can look into all the situations and see how we can help you. Since JDB interest rate again as well, both attractive again rates. And so we have actually different programs in which you don't have to actually put all 20% down. If you're buying anything lower than 417, you can go with a 3.5% down, which is the FHA. And then if you want, 5% you can go for it. The only thing is that if you put down 3.5% to 5% down, or the which you have to pay the PMI, which is the mortgage insurance. But we have the lenders actually in which if you do put down 10.5% down, you do not have to pay any PMI on that one. JDOD score the requirement hai, it's 740 and above. If you are actually in that range and you have 10.5% down based on your qualification, we can definitely help you out to get you the loan and get it done for you. So again, give me a call if you have any questions regarding, in that situation, if you are confused, if that's the thing that is stopping you from buy the house, because since right now things are slowing down a little bit in the market, you should be able to actually concentrate and get the house according to your own needs, because there is a lot of inventory available, and you can definitely make the right move right now if you're planning to think about purchasing the house. So don't just hesitate sitting that, oh, you know what, they might not have that program, they might not be able to do that. It's better to actually communicate with the expert, talk to them, you know, who have everything in one stop. Like our office, you know, we do the loans and everything. So we have all that, everything in our office to make things happen for you. So again, my number to contact me is 510-299-9361. So any kind of visa, we can definitely look into that. But the main thing is your documentation has to be proper. Second thing is, I'm just summarizing everything. Second thing is, if you are working in the IT field, make sure you're working directly with the employer, not with any staffing agency, because with the staffing agency, they will not give you the loan, because that is considered like a part-time job, and you know, those will not qualify on that. Thirdly, agar tu article started this person down payment hai, there is program which we have in which you cannot pay any PMI on that one, and we can definitely look into that. And again, right now it's a great time to refinance as well. Agar tu actually apne, you know, thinking about refinancing it, a lot of people are going for it because very attractive rate. Until, you know, the Fed is deciding to go ahead and bump up the rate pretty soon, which is definitely going to happen as the numbers are coming up pretty strong. So, you know, that definitely is going to happen. But right now, take an opportunity, give us a call, we can take a look at it, and then they can go ahead and, you know, qualify you based on your needs and everything. So my number to contact is 510-299-9361. And I do have some listings available right now. If you are planning to buy the house, we have a listing available in San Jose, which is in Blossom Valley. It's in good location, single family house, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1600 living area, close to 8800 lot size. The list price on that is $745,000. Then we have a listing available in Manteca, which is single family house, 5-bedroom, 3-bath, 3-car garage, listed for $399K. And then we have a listing available in Hayward, which is a single family house, 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath. And this one is listed for $659K. And then we have another listing in Union City, which is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. And that one is listed for $750K. And agar tuhanu koi duplex wagera chahiye hai, sade ko duplex bhi hai ne, then we have apartment units like 12 units apartment in Sacramento. That one actually is giving you a cap rate of 5%. And, you know, they're all occupied. And it's in a good location. It's in El Dorado County. So if you are looking for apartment complex, then we have another 24 and 40 units in Fresno as well. So if you want something like that, we can definitely help you out. Plus, I call care homes. We have, if you are actually in the medical field, you're looking for the residential care facility, we have care homes in which they can definitely give you a better investment return. You know, the rent coming in is about $30,000, and after expenses, you can definitely make about $15,000, you know, on that one. And they're located in Alameda as well. So you can call me and we can take a look at that. On top of that, agar tumhare ko koi bhi problem hai gaya, you know, you have two loans on the house and you want to settle your loan, agar tumhare ko koi bhi debt hai ga, credit card da debt hai ga, ya koi tax lien hai gaya, IRS lien hai gaya, ode waste Shahpur wale di team hai gaya. You know, one of the coffee made a client on we help with you in the past as well. And, you know, they have done a good job on it. The only thing is that JDV settlement, they don't have a payment plan. If you have the money and you want to settle, I'm going to give you an example. Then, if you have 30,000 debt and you want to settle it for $3,000, you know, that's what they can negotiate with the bank or the, you know, any lenders, whether it's a second loan as well. And they can definitely get rid of the debts for you based on that one. And then you can get back on your feet, you know, after the settlement and everything. So for that, you can definitely contact them. Number is 510-742-5887. And on top of that, anything with the real estate, agar tuhanu koi bhi problem hai ki hai, you want to do the credit fixing as well, we can definitely look into that as well and help you out. So our number is 510-299-9361. And meri website hai ki gambhiramit.com. And for Shaprality, it's 510-742-5887. And, you know, they have various people speak different languages, and they can definitely help you out in the debt settlement as well. So that's all I have for you guys today. Have a great day. We'll be back on Monday next week. Thank you. Bye.
Are you an H-1B visa holder? Do you have an I-140 petition approved or have an extension under AC-21 provisions? Are you on H-4 visa? If yes, we've got amazing news for you. As of May 26, 2015, you or your spouse on H-4 visa might be eligible for a work permit, aka EAD. And to apply, you need a lawyer who knows about H-4 visa issues. Lawyer Shah Parali has been at the forefront of this fight for H-4 rights and has actually helped make this dream a reality. Now, his firm is ready to help you or your spouse get their EADs. Call 510-742-5887 or visit www.splgpc.com to apply for your EAD. This is an advertisement. No attorney-client relationship is created by this ad.